1. And we'll start reading through verse number 7 today. 2 Timothy 1, verse 1 through 7. We went yesterday to the West Georgia pro-life rally, the national or the community day of mourning. They laid a carnation on the altar that represented 500,000 children that had been murdered in the United States. And Brother Dwayne, what is that total number now? 60 million. And I appreciate the ministry that Brother Dwayne leads and manages. And you pray for him. You pray for that ministry here in West Georgia. You pray for our nation. And you get to thinking about 60 million children. Wonder how many teachers, how many preachers, how many leaders, how many mom and daddies have been taken out of society. And it's so brutal, it's so mind-boggling in this day and hour that we live that we could take a life and call it a choice. God gives life, there is no mistake. I appreciate these young ladies that have had children that they did not abort their babies, but they've chosen to keep their babies and bring them up in the house of God. And me and Renee was counting yesterday, it's mind-boggling just in our church of young ladies that could have done things and nobody had ever known nothing about it, but they made a choice to stand up with what had happened. God had sent a child, take responsibility, and to raise it in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And I commend them, young ladies, for that. I commend them for it. And I do, and I'm going to help them every chance I can get, and our church is going to help them. And there are no apologies about helping people, amen? And so I want to tell you from a preacher's heart, young ladies, thank you for keeping your children. And giving me a chance to preach to them, amen? I appreciate that. And who knows, they may be a preacher or a preacher's wife, a deacon, a Sunday school teacher. There are no accidents with God, you remember that. God gives life. And I'm thankful for that this morning. Now, 2 Timothy 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. I'm glad Jesus has a promised life. I'm glad He has a purpose life. I'm glad there's a powerful life in the name of Jesus, because there's nobody like Jesus. This world will tell you there are many options how to get to heaven. But this Bible said there's one way to the gate this morning. And He is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Don't gamble at the cross, friend. You'll lose your soul. Hell will be your home. Accept Christ as your Savior. He says, Paul writing out to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace. And look where it comes from. It don't come from Baptists, but it comes from God, the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with a pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. Oh, Brother Lee, I wish I was on Paul's prayer list. Amen. Greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor me his prisoner,
but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love You. We thank You for the goodness of God today. Lord, we thank You for this opportunity to share the Word of God in this hour. Thank You for this good day that You've allotted to us. Lord, may we realize where our blessings come from this morning. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask You, amen and amen. This morning I want to preach on the mother that Timothy had. And I want to be short in what I do today, but I do want to be impactful with what I say. I just don't want to fill the time up with words or points. I want to say three main points about the text that I've read this morning. First of all, this mother that Timothy had, we're going to see the Lord that she trusted. Number two, we're going to see the life that she touched. But third and lastly, we're going to see the lessons that she taught. Now, I want to say today, the Lord that she trusted. You'll notice here that Paul is writing to his young preacher, Timothy. Timothy was a powerful man. He was a separated man. He was a man that God would use him to walk down the path that Paul had set. So Paul was laying some groundwork out to Timothy, but I noticed in my Bible that Paul mentioned his ancestors. He mentioned about the faith of Timothy's grandmother, Lois. And then he spoke of his mother, Eunice. And so there was three generations that was saved. Timothy was saved, his mother was saved, and his grandmother was saved. Aren't you glad that we can have a household salvation this morning? Aren't you glad that God died for all? He loved us enough that He sent His Son that we all could be saved this morning. And so hear the Lord that she trusted. Now the Bible teaches us that there is the reality of hearing the Word of God. She had the reality of hearing the Word of God. A lot of people take that lightly today. And there's no telling how many hours that we have spent this week on technology. There's no telling how many hours that we've heard others talking through the airways. But let me tell you, what I just read unto you this morning is one of the most wonderful few moments of the week that you've experienced. That's the reading of the Word of God. For the Word of God is still right in this day and in this hour. Now the Lord she trusted. I want to ask you, have you ever trusted the Lord? Now there's the reality of hearing the Word. The Bible teaches us in the book of Romans chapter number 10 and verse number 17. So important this morning. The Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you want your faith to increase, then listen to the Word of God. If you want your faith to get greater, if you want your faith to burn brighter, then spend time in the Word of God. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Not about the news media, but by what God has said in a King James Bible. Amen. By the Word of God. So the Lord that she trusted, there's the reality of her hearing the Word. She had heard the Word of God. You know, it amazes me the people in this day and this hour that hears the Word of God, but they don't do secondly of what Timothy's mother did. She heeded the Word of God. Brother Mike, there's a lot of hearing the Word of God. Matter of fact, if you come in this church, I'll guarantee you one thing. You're going to hear about the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not going to have a dog and pony show set up. We're not going to have men on the stage wrestling. It is a wrestling match, but honey, it won't be nobody in leotards up in here. We're wrestling with the devil. We're wrestling with right and wrong. We're standing on the principles of the Word of God. And I ask you today, you've heard the Word of God, but it may be your day. It may be your time to heed to the Word of God. Lord, ministries have went to everything trying to draw a crowd in the spectaculars of amusement and entertainment. But for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And for me and the church I pastor, we're going to preach the Word. Amen. And so therefore, there's the reality of hearing the Word, but there's the responsibility of heeding the Word. Look in Romans 10 and 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference, and thank God, there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, there's a lot of people think they're going to heaven just because they believe in God. You know, mentally, many people believe there's a God. But this Bible says that we must believe in God out of our heart. The Bible said that the devils in hell believe and tremble. Just because you got a head knowledge and you agree there's a God, don't mean you're going to heaven this morning. You must take the way that God sent. That's His only begotten Son that hung on an old rugged cross and shed His blood for you. Now if we put our faith in Him, we can be saved. Honey, it's a lot more than head knowledge. I'm glad it goes from heart knowledge and it gets into foot knowledge and hand knowledge and word knowledge. It'll change your life when you get born again by the good grace of God. Today, the Lord she trusted. Secondly, the life she touched. Us that have been raised by a mother, look how our life has been touched. My daddy worked long hours, so did my mom. And my mom in those young days put things in my life that she invested in me. My mama put in my life. And she touched me like nobody else could touch me. Matter of fact, here Paul was writing, he said, that faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, she done a pretty good job in touching his life, didn't she? You know, a lot of times that daddy don't take time to tell the children about the Lord and about biblical principles and scriptures, and however they should, for they are the leader of the home. And some of you ladies don't like that, but that's a Bible term. The husband is to lead the home and teach the children also. But many times it's left to mom to influence them children and teach them about the Word of God. And so here, Timothy had a mother that she touched him in a variety of ways. She touched him by instruction. You know something, mothers? I'm glad I had a mama, but she didn't say, you wait till your daddy gets home. She'd tear the porch down with you on his way home. And then when he got home, you got a double portion, amen? I'm telling you what, my mama would slap you in next week. You know about time travel with my mama. I mean, it wasn't no back talking, wasn't no kicking. Somebody told me the other day, said, Lord, we seen a mama here the other day. The little old boy walked up and just kicked her in the shin and kicked her in the shin. I said, well, Lord, if she'd take that, she ought to just lay down, let it walk on her head. Amen. Somebody say amen right there. My goodness, you better man up and tear some hide up while it's hide tearing time this morning. They kicking you in the shin now. They disobeying authority. They gonna be in a chain gang for long. I'm not talking about abusing children. I'm talking about getting their attention, teaching them to mind. Amen. I believe some mom and daddies need a good country whooping. Amen. And so, the life she touched by instructions. Look in Psalm 78, verse number 1. Psalm 78, verse number 1. The instructions she gave. Now watch your Bibles now. Give ear, O my people, to my law, and incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable, and I will utter dark sayings of old, which we've heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He hath done. For He established a testimony in Jacob, appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers, they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. Not only the Lord she trusted, but the life she touched. She touched Timothy by instructions. No doubt she touched Timothy by investments. Thank God for mothers that not only will instruct their children, but they will invest in their children. And then, no doubt, she had to be involved in their children. Mothers, know what your children's doing, where they're going, and who they're going home with. Mom and daddies even know who they're going home to spend the night with. Oh, Timothy had a mother that was mentioned in the Bible. The Lord she trusted. Can I ask you, just as an old country preacher this morning, have you ever really trusted Christ? Do you just have a head knowledge of Jesus? And, oh, you believe in church. You believe in God. But let me ask you something. Have you ever trusted Jesus to be your Savior? Have you ever seen yourself lost as a sinner and realized you needed the Savior? It'd be a great morning to come to Christ today. Because He loves you and He died for my sin and your sin. Sir, have you ever been saved? Don't you realize that you're going to meet God one day? We'll not get there by our goodness. We'll not get there by being good to people. The Bible said you must be born again. And the only way a man, woman, boy, and girl is born again is to trust the Lord Jesus Christ by faith this morning. Step out and receive Him into your heart and into your life. Not only does Jesus care, Jesus can. And I don't care how long you've been doing it, I don't care what you've done, the blood of Jesus can wash you clean this morning. But lastly, the Lord she trusted. The life she touched. How many of us sitting here today has been blessed enough to sit under a mother that has touched our lives? That generation is fastly leaving our country that care about their children.
That's why you need to have your families under the teaching of the Word of God, not to see what a preacher suggests or what a preacher thinks, but what God says. And so lastly this morning, the mother that Timothy had, not only the Lord that she trusted, the life she touched, but the lessons she taught. The lessons she taught. Did you pick up on what I read? I want to say, first of all, she taught Timothy about tears. Look in 2 Timothy 1 and 4, what Paul said, Brother Lee. Greatly desiring to see thee, watch, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. You know, people's laugh at me about preaching a lot. I cry a lot. But she taught Timothy about tears. I thank God I had a mama that knowed how to cry for me. I'm glad I had a mama, Brother Jerry, that knowed how to cry out to God for me. Have you taught your children anything about tears? And then, I couldn't help but to thank this, Brother Mike. She not only, because of this verse, Paul saying, being mindful of our tears, she taught Timothy not only about tears, but she taught Timothy about tenderness. There's nobody was raised any countryer than I was. We was country people. My wife, I'll never forget, you know, in the country, folks act different. They do different than city people. And I'll never forget the first time Renee came. And so she sat down with her mom and daddy, and we wasn't even married. She just come to find out about our family. Brother Gerald, we sat down in there on the kitchen table, and y'all just bear with me this, and I want you to tell you how country we were. And so my mama had green beans. You know them old yellow Tupperware bowls had them ears on them, you know. Well, they went to pass, and Brother David, mom and daddy was there, and I noticed when they passed that bowl, they looked at it and sort of passed it around. And I got to looking, and you know in the country when you, oh Lord, when you have scraps, you just put it in a bowl, set it out on the doorstep, and your dog would eat it up, and then you'd wash it Monday, amen. Well, that old dog had chewed the ears off that Tupperware bowl. And when it went by the table, my wife and her folks were just looking like, are you kidding me? Well, Brother Randall, it's clean. We're all right. Thank God for them green beans and ham meat was up in there. Amen. Lord, they looked at me. Some of y'all say, well, Brother Ken, are you kidding me? I'm talking about country. I'm talking about tough people. Tough people. But I had a mother taught me about tenderness. Ken, watch what you're doing. Ken, don't be doing that. Come here, baby. Why are you acting that way? Why are you? I believe Timothy, and the reason God used him, Brother Tim, because he had tears and he had tenderness. Mom and daddies, invest in your children in tears. And in tenderness, don't just knock your young ones against the wall. A lot of you just discipline when you're mad. Bam! Well, where'd that come from? I've done it last 7 times. You didn't do nothing. Have some stability in raising your children. Teach them about tears. Teach them about tenderness. But lastly, I believe she taught them about a testimony. Timothy got saved, no doubt, because his mama and grandmother had the hand of God in their life. I wonder, what are you leaving for a generation to come? Renee, you've done a great job with our kids. You've done things that I would not do and did not do. And I thank you for that. I told Renee, Brother Adam, I told Renee on the way to church this morning, I said, Renee, I'm going to tell you something. If I was a sorry young un, you know what I'd preach on this morning? Some things I wished I'd done for my mama. Yeah. I ain't got many regrets. Because I realize that Bible said, honor your father and mother. That's not a time slot. And listen to me. The daddy many times leaves out of life, and there is the mother left. It's our responsibility to see about our mothers. Be good to them. Yeah, I've got a few regrets, but I'll be honest with you. I've tried, purposed in my heart the last year she lived, that I'd make life as comfortable and sweet and as good for her as I could possibly do in my life. Listen to me, people. Don't have regrets in your life. Your mama living today, be good to her. If you need to apologize, apologize. Get right with God and get right with your loved ones. God will bless you so. This morning, the mother that Timothy had, sure glad I had a good mother. I laugh a lot of times at the mothers here that I've met. I think about two in general. I think about Brother David's and Brother Lee's. Boy, both them mothers had grit about them. But they loved their family. Brother David, I'd love to see your mother. Some of these young ones nowadays talk to her the way they talk to these mamas. That'd been worth the mission, amen? I'm glad I'm saved this morning. Miss Sherry, could we do this? I want to close with this. If you just come and play today, I want to ask you, I just want to give this simple little invitation, this simple altar call this morning. Maybe you're here and you've never been saved. I don't know of a greater morning to give my life to God than today.